With Greece's economy reeling and unemployment above 20%, more and more Greeks are leaving their homeland. Many are landing in New York, where there's a large Greek-American community. In some cases, though, it's a hard landing. Reporter Eva Kern-Jedrahowska has our story.
Michael Kluvas works the night shift at a Greek-owned diner in the Bronx. He serves burgers and grilled chicken sandwiches to latecomers. At age 65, Kluvas never thought he would be doing this kind of work. In Greece, he owns a restaurant in a fancy Athens neighborhood. But skyrocketing taxes and a shrinking clientele brought it to the brink of bankruptcy.
It used to be there, the people was lined up in the street to get in the restaurant. Now, for years, everything go up, the prices and the cost of food go up. People don't have no money to go out.
Michael arrived in New York last spring. He belongs to a growing group of Greeks with U.S. citizenship who have recently returned to America. His wife stayed behind to close down the business. She plans to join him in a few months. Michael is bitter about what's happened in Greece.
You know, I feel sorry I wasted money over there. I feel everything, you know. I don't want to get buried over there. I don't want to go there. It's bad.
But Dean Sirigos of the Greek American Weekly, the National Herald, expects the numbers to climb. That's as Greeks feel the pinch of government austerity programs.
Although people have already started to struggle, the suicide rate has increased in Greece appreciably. The rate of homelessness is obvious. The major impact of the austerity has not hit yet. The major layoffs government have not hit yet. So the greatest pain might be experienced in the next year or two.
Sirigos says the troubles in Greece also affect Greek Americans who plan to move back.
That dream is in hibernation, because at this point they would be going back to a country in crisis.
Anna Eliopoulos is a case in point. She's 25 and an audio engineer at a Greek radio station in Queens.
91.5 WNYE-FM and HD1 New York.
Eliopoulos was born in the U.S., but she spent a lot of time in Greece and planned to join her parents there.
It's a matter of where I feel most at home. And honestly, I feel that I can contribute something that would be valued way more there than it is here.
But now with Greece's media sector cutting wages and jobs, her plans are on hold.
This would be the worst time for me to try to find a job there. I'm worried that I might not be able to go back and still be young enough, quote unquote, to be an active part of the job market.
Greeks in the U.S. have been trying to help those back home. But remittances have plummeted since 2008 as people here deal with their own economic problems. Still, that hasn't stopped one Greek American from trying to boost Greek tourism. Takis Vassos owns a travel agency in Astoria, a neighborhood in Queens. He pushes Greece as a destination.
If somebody comes to my office, he wants to go to France, let's say. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to convince to go to Greece. And everybody likes to go to Greece.
Everybody likes Greece, and Vassos says the prices are down. Maybe that's one upside to the Greek financial crisis. For The World, I'm Eva Kern-Jedrahowska, Queens.
Eva's report was produced with the help of Feet in Two Worlds, which brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. It's a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.